Welcome to the Jointery Podcast, a podcast where we study the lives of two dads trying to find the balance between the families, hobbies and work. This week on the Jointery, we discover...
I'm famous for crushing it. I have a rock-solid cooking reputation amongst my family.
Let's search for the meaning of life as it had never been witnessed before. The Jointery Podcast.
Ick, right? So, part of the idea is that I need to find the right nug jugs for my stash box, right?
So these nug jugs are going to go in the drawer of the stash box or something? They're going to sit...
No. So the drawer is its own thing. The drawer is for the CNC.
Gotcha.
These are three unrelated items.
Three unrelated... Okay. I thought you might be hiding your nug jugs in your CNC drawer. I don't know.
No, dude. That's a horrible place for it. That's where bits go. And collets. That's not where weed goes. I'm so fucking tired.
Different garages, I guess.
I don't hide in my garage getting high. Well, you're not hiding, but I'm just saying I'm not in the garage getting high. I'm usually in there kind of myself. I don't trust myself around tools
when no
I'm getting high. But so I have this, I've been playing around this idea for a stash box, right?
To
kick it off, I need the right nug jugs. And I'm thinking about like how I want all my weed shit laid out, right? And I'm thinking to myself, I would like to have like two different kinds of flour available to me, right?
I'm a professional. I am a professional podcaster.
Yeah, exactly. Two different kinds, at least.
Wait, what do you mean by different? Wait, when you say two different kinds, you mean like indica and sativa, or are you?
Well, I usually go for the indica either way. So, like, I want like two different flavors. You know,
got it. Two different flavors. Got it.
Yeah. And then though, so I got that right, and then you got to think of all the other stuff that goes in the stash box, right? I need a spot there where I could put some pre rolls, right, or some ones that I roll up. Right.
Got it.
I need my rolling supplies. I need some lighters. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I got a bowl in there. Right. That's just going to happen. Right. And so you got to have all this stuff in there. But the idea that I had, right, was to kind of make, like those living hinges that people make on the laser. Right.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. What do you mean?
Or like that, where they cut the thin wood and make it bendy.
Oh, right? Yeah. I got you.
Yeah. Maybe the living hinge is not the right word. But yeah. So I've seen all those, right? And I was thinking, man, you could make some really cool patterns with those things. I downloaded one that was like six different patterns for living hinge shit, right?
Yeah.
So my idea is that I'm going to take that pattern, right? And make a piece of wood like that. But instead of doing it like a bendy piece of wood that's in a fixed position, I'm going to use it like a tambour style top, right? So the idea is that imagine you put your stash box in front of you, right?
Yeah.
Grab the front and you roll it over the top to open up and reveal what's in there. You've just convertible topped it. But when you do that, you know, it comes around to the other side, right?
Yeah.
Underneath your thing. It pushes out a rolling tray when you do that.
Oh, that's dope. So you do this and it slides out that's fucking cool. I dig that.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's my idea is that, you know, it's going to be big, right? Because like, you know, but it would be cool looking. So like it would, you know, and then maybe I could even like drill a hole on the front and I could put a little lock on there, or maybe I can make some kind of locking mechanism with a magnet or something. So that way, like, kids don't get into it, you know?
Yeah, I was going to say, they have those little RFD locks, like the little electric ones that you just push.
Maybe I can, like, hook it up to my Apple Watch, right? Just put my watch up against it.
You probably could, honestly. It's probably an app for that, like a little app-based lock that you could get. That's pretty crazy. Is inside, in my head, I'm picturing that you're going to, like, the spot where you're going to have all your stuff is going to look like somebody's tool drawer, where they pull open the drawer and there's going to have all little molded little sections for their
but it's going to be like an inch tall, so it's just going to be holding it from sliding around,
Yeah. I got
with this device. If you flip it upside down, you're screwed. Right? There's no way. I'm not making it like that. You know.
No, I get
it. This is not for travel. This is like you because I have this theory, right? It's just so many people are getting high right now, and it's more and more every day since it's becoming more accessible to people. Right?
Yeah.
That like people are going to want to bust out their weed, and it they want it to be like you open up a nice liquor cabinet, right?
Yeah.
So, like, and when you have your friends over to get high, you don't want to fucking pull out something you would have keeping your weed in college.
Yeah, there's a ton of, you know, young adults or whatever you want to call it, young professionals or whatever who aren't family, you know, don't have families, who look at their weed as like something that they like to highlight. You know what I mean? Like there's no stigma around it anymore.
The proud stoner, perhaps.
Yeah. These people are like lighting, you know, they have like I've seen it like they'll have like, you know, where people used to have like liquor cabinet, like liquor displays, you know what I mean, like with lights and everything on their cabinets. These guys will have their pieces all lit up now, like all their fancy pieces, and you know, it's like they're proud of
if I could fucking collab with somebody who could help me with the electronics, where like I can make it where not only right is it have some kind of lock on it, right? But what if when I slid that lid back, it also like light came on, like a colored light. Like I could set the color of the light with you know, an app or something like that. Well, I mean, so I can open it up. It is like purple light or fucking.
Oh, yeah. I mean, dude, we have smart patrons. I know for a fact.
Which ones are the ones you're talking about? That's so smart.
I know for a fact Dave Miller could help you with the electronics. You know, I'm sure
he's an electrician. That is not the same thing.
What are you talking about? Electric, electronics, lights?
That's not how electricity works, bro.
Oh, okay.
Like circuit boards and shit like that? No, you need somebody who knows how to program an Arduino or some shit. I think that's the word.
You know who's good at the little lock things? I know for sure is Ben from Willowood. I've seen him create tons of those watch boxes, and he creates little tiny lock, like fancy, like they all have like little different locks and stuff. You know, some of them are magnets.
Check that out.
Some of them are electronic. He's done a bunch of them. So he might be the guy for that. As far as the little locking mechanism goes, but yeah, man, that's pretty sweet, dude. That's a, you know, something that I could get into like
it would be a laser cut design, right? So that way I could just sell the file. Cause I, you know me, I don't want to fucking make shit for anybody. Right.
Of course.
Yeah. But if I had a file for this epic stash box, right.
Yeah. No, I know.
Fucking great. And I found some really cool nug jugs. So I'm excited about that.
Now, are these 3D printed nug jugs or are these?
No. These are, I found ones that, were specifically meant for storing things like herbs. But it fits, it's not see-through, right?
Yeah.
And in the lid, you could stuff up in there one of those packets to keep it fresh.
Oh, the little silicone, they're called.
Yeah, desiccant-style packets.
Silica. Yeah,
that's it. So it's got a spot for that to stuff it up in the lid. I mean, they're not cheap, but I mean, this is about treating yourself right. This is not about
how much is a nug jug. I mean, hypothetically, I'm just curious. Are they $20? Like, are they $30?
They were $3 for $40.
Oh, okay, that's not bad. That's not bad.
It's not bad. You know, you want to go with premium shit. I think they're like $15 individually. You know, well,
plus you want. I mean, you don't want to. It's just like anything. You got to take care of your herb, man. If it dries out, if you don't want it to dry out and get all fucking flaky on you, then you're screwed. You know.
it just gets so you know and like you know I'm trying to be very adult about this whole thing, you know, trying to make sure that you know I do it right. I don't think the tambour part is going to be the hardest part of this process. I think that if I the lock and the electronics, if I decide to put that in there, would be the other thing. More challenging.
I'm really curious to see how you do the whole tambour style thing where it slides around and then pushes the tray out. That's pretty sweet. I can't wait to see how you design that. In my head, I'm picturing two little channels on either side where the thing just rides in as it slides on this, you know, anyways.
So like that channel, right? It's going to start in the front and it's going to go up all the way to the back, down, and then all the way to the front, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But right? Like, let's say this thing is going to be like 7-8 inches wide, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's going to be, I'm guessing it's going to be like 10 inches long, 12 inches maybe, you know?
Yeah.
It's going to be a nice size thing. So I should have enough real estate that when you lift that lid up about a third of the way, right?
Uh-huh.
It's going to, the tray is going to slide into that same track, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just going to push it out.
Yeah, no, exactly. I know exactly what you're saying. It's gonna, it's really clever. The idea is really clever.
I know.
Yeah.
If I had like used my talents on like things that are good for society, like that, you know, that'd be pretty cool. But I love the digital design shit. You know, that's
no, yeah, definitely. That's definitely.
And that's the second of my three design challenges for the rest of the year.
Well, oh, what's the third? We haven't even got to the third one. What's the third?
We haven't even got to the third one. And it's because of Grant from Dad Crafted.
You're going to build a whole Halloween house in your backyard or something? Or what?
No. Do you remember when I first got my bamboo printer? I started talking about how I wanted to make a Star Wars themed enclosure for it.
Yeah, the whole, yeah, you started with the front piece and you made the front thing. Yeah, yeah.
Yes. So I made the front piece, which is dope.
The grill.
And I hated the side pieces. They were too hard to print. And they look like shit. And then I came up with a new idea, but then I stopped designing it. So I promised him that I would get back to that. And I think that my design skills have gotten better since I originally took on that idea. So I might kind of also start from scratch. So.
Yeah. I have an idea of a shell that I think would be fun to create for one of those, which I'm surprised you guys haven't done yet, because it would look kind of cool. Like with the way the P1P is right now, like I'm looking behind you with the AMS on the top, it'd be kind of cool to make a shell that looks like R2, right? With the sides being his legs, and then you make some sort of
that
thing
would be fucking dope. Like if you made it rounded on the sides, right? Like
You could make them round with the legs imprinted on the coming out the sides, and then you could figure out something to print to go over the top of the AMS to look like R2's head. That would look fucking
well. The other idea I had for an enclosure for it was to make it look like a mini fridge.
Yeah, with like all the stickers on the front and everything, like
Well, no, like one of those like fancy beer fridges where it has the glass front door.
Oh, in my head, I'm picturing like a college mini fridge. Like all the ones I saw in my buddy's dorm room, all these had like stickers, like Coors Light stickers, and everything all over
them. You want to see what's going on in that printer. Like that's one of the best parts about having a printer, right?
That's true.
You know, so, but I was thinking about a wine fridge. Fancy.
Yeah, a wine fridge. That'd be dope. That would be pretty funny.
Yeah.
That's
for my fine 3D printed items.
When you're talking about the stash box, it made me think of my buddy who, are you a whiskey guy? Are you a bourbon guy? Do you drink?
I'm a bourbon guy.
You're a bourbon guy. Have you ever heard of an infinity bottle?
No.
No? Okay. So my buddy, who's super into, you know, drinking bourbon and stuff, and He told me about he started, I don't know, like a year ago or something. I went to his house a couple weekends ago, and on his shelf in his bar, he's got this really fancy bottle that's like kind of turned, it's kind of mounted or, you know, displayed kind of at an, like kind of sideways at an angle in this fancy stand, and it's got a ship in the it's got a glass ship inside the bottle, like a ship in the bottle.
Uh-huh.
It's like a,
yeah, yeah.
And the idea is that you, an infinity bottle, the idea is that you take, when you first open a bottle of whiskey or bourbon or whatever, you take 2 ounces of that and you pour it into the infinity bottle, right? And that's that. And so every time you open a new bottle before you start drinking it, you take it 2 ounces and you pour it into your infinity bottle. And the idea is that it's creating your own special blend, right? That's nobody else in the world has, right? So you have your own special blend, right? And I was thinking about, and like, I don't know, to me that, I don't know, I'm not a whiskey guy, I'm not a bourbon guy, but like, they all pretty much taste the same to me. Like, they all taste like fucking just swallowing fire, right? That's just pretty much what it tastes like, you know? So I said, well, how, you know, I can't imagine that tastes good. I mean, have you ever heard of anybody doing this? Or like, do you think that would be something that you'd be into?
Because no, and no,
no, no.
I mean, though that said, right? It's only with like booze, like
yeah,
like I drink a lot of bourbon, right?
Yeah.
It is a great sidecar for a joint, right? And so like bourbon, you know, like bourbon is great, but usually each one I like it for the flavor, right? Like my favorite bourbon is Basil Hayden.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
And like if somebody gave me like a bottle of Jameson, right? I couldn't imagine pouring the JMO into the bourbon. It'd be like doing that with fucking paints, dude. At the end of the day, you're just gonna have some weird ass gray dark paint, right?
Yeah.
Like, and I just think that like it do you know, but look, maybe he's I mean, if I was an alcoholic, I probably think that shit is a great
that's
idea.
So funny. That's so funny. I said we were all standing around. We went out for my buddies, like they were in town from Colorado. So we were all over there. We met there first, and then we went and we were all standing around his little bar, and he was telling us about this infinity bottle. And I said, you know, it's so alcoholics. I didn't mean to say alcoholics. I meant to say like people who drink, like who appreciate fine out, you know, like connoisseurs or whatever. But alcoholics came out of my mouth.
Dude, like, yeah, it's like the same person who's like, have you figured out how to roll a cross joint yet?
Oh,
right?
I know.
Where you can re-roll the joint and then you put the other two joints in it and then you light all three.
Yeah.
Like that's a kind of, it's the same kind of person, right?
Yeah. So, it made me wonder like, you know, should, I feel
makes
like
me
I should
happy though that you've got good friends. Like it is that. You know,
I feel like I should do that with my weed, right? I should every time I get a new sack, I'll just take two nugs and toss it in my infinity sack. You know what you I mean? Know,
yeah, I was thinking about doing it with coffee, right? Because I get coffee all the time from the same place, and they always have these different blends. So I'm like, look, if I just took like 2 tablespoons of coffee beans and I threw it into a jug and I shook it up and I ground that and made it, it might make something interesting.
Yeah,
it might be horrific, and I could have just ruined, you know, coffee drinking for myself. But I mean, fuck it.
That's why I was wondering. I was like, to me, bourbon is such a strong taste. You know what I mean? And so, like, to put all of them into one, like that. God, I don't know. I just feel like that can't taste good. Like, because you said, like, there's certain people buy certain ones for the taste. So, like, when you smash them all together, that's got to taste like shit. But I don't know. He's all in. Right? He's all into it, and he thinks it's the coolest thing ever.
Well, that's again, an alcoholic would feel that way. So I'm very proud of him. You could go ahead and tell him, hey, I told this to my buddy on the podcast, and he assumes you're an alcoholic. And if he doesn't react poorly, I'm right.
It's funny though. It's just something funny. I never.
Look, but I love that people get into their own weird shit, man. Anytime anybody tells me some weird ass shit that I've never heard of or I know little about that they're very into, I'm like, tell me fucking everything. I really, you know, like, look, I want to hear how. I would try it. I'm not gonna do it with my bourbon, but I would try it.
Well, no, they did. One of my other buddy Ryan, who's from Colorado, they took a shot out of the infinity thing, and he just my buddy Ryan was just like, yep, tastes like bourbon.
You know what I mean? Like, oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, okay. But so it does remind me of something. So I used to do this thing called Mambicue. Did I ever tell you about this thing?
I think you told me about it, but tell everybody else.
Okay. So like it's long been dead, right? Because Mambicue, it's just too many. I don't know. For a while it was really cool. What it was.
Oh wait. Yeah. You didn't tell me about this. This is the no-mams group that you did with the barbecue, right?
Kind of like, yeah. But the part, they had all these weird ass traditions in it, right? So everybody would make all their own dishes. And then at the end of it, right, everybody got a nickname, right? And what you would do is at the end, you would shout out your nickname and then you pour a sip of beer to a giant mug, right?
Yeah.
And this mug would travel all the way around, right? And fucking sip of beer, everybody throws a sip of beer in there, right? So you by the time this thing gets to the end, it's a fucking 32-ounce jug filled with 20 different kinds of beer, right?
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
And the host of the party has to chug that thing.
Oh, jeez.
Right? Yeah. And like I never hosted because I would never have that many strangers over to my house at one time, right? However, other people who did host, like, they would chug that shit. And I'd be like, how was it? And they're like, it was the weirdest fucking beer I've ever drank in my whole entire life, you know?
Yeah. We used to do the same thing at the bar. It was, you know, every once in a while, some drunk idiot would be, you know, talking shit, being all crazy, being like acting like he's a badass. And we'd always give him a bar mat shot. You know what
I mean? It's like, you know what? It's also like ask your buddy if when he was young, he likes to drink suicides out of fountain machines.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My son, Frankie's wanted to do that. And what do we call that these days? You can't still call it a suicide, right?
There's got to you do not want to call it a suicide now.
Yeah. There's got to be a better name for it. They haven't thought of a better name. I thought the kids by now would have had a better name because he was like, Dad, what's it called when you, I'm like, well, I'm not going to tell you what it used to be called or, you know, I'm not going to talk about that, but.
I mean, I can ask ChatGPT right now.
They haven't thought of a new name because I'm curious. That's just crazy, man. Just
let me ask ChatGPT. Let's see if I can figure this one out. Have you heard of the drink? This is how you get set it up with a drink called a mix. Oh, yeah. ChatGPT has heard of a suicide drink. I would like you to give me 10 new names for that drink. Wait.
So you just asked it if it had heard of it and it came back with it's called a suicide? That's what it came back with or what?
Okay, here's what it did. And it's already done. ChatGPT has already fixed our problems, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So I said, have you heard of a drink called a suicide where you mix different flavors? And it said, hey, Luke, yeah, I've heard of a suicide drink. It's when you mix different flavors of soda together, right? It's a fun way to create unique tastes. Do you have a favorite combination?
That's
I'm so like, yeah, whatever, ChatGPT. I said, give me 10 new names for a drink, for that drink, that are funny and fitting, right?
Yeah.
Here are the top 10 from ChatGPT on its first round. Fizzy Fiasco Fusion. Wait,
hold on.
Oh, you got music for this?
Here it is, the top 10 from ChatGPT.
Here we go, baby. All right, wait. So am I supposed to go 10 to 1? I mean, they're not ranked. So I'll just go in 1 to 10. Number 1, Fizzy Fiasco Fusion. Number 2, Carbonation Carnival Concoction. Oh, I like number 3. Popoclipse Punch.
Popoclipse Punch.
Like a cop, like apocalypse, but
yeah, apocalypse punch.
Pop, it's a hard to say. Popoclipse Punch. Number 4, Soda Symphony Surprise. That's funny. Number 5, Bubbly Blender Blast. Number 6, Cola Chaos Cocktail. Oh, dude, this is a good one. Number 7, Dr. Mix-a-Lots Elixir. Number 8, wait, it gave me the same one twice almost. Carbonated Carnival Chaos. That's almost. And then it gave me Fizzy. It's running out of ideas. Physical. But it's like with a fizz, F-I-Z-Z, physical, Fandango Fusion, and then Simpocalypse Spectacle. Okay, wait, hold on. Give me, 10 more. This is how you got to get ChatGPT to do what you want. Make them shorter, right? And cute, let's say in cute. Let's see what ChatGPT thinks cute means, right? All right, here we go. Let's see if any of these are good. Okay, see, like, these are better, okay? Right. Number 1, Fizz Fusion Fun. Number 2, Bubbly Blast Bliss. Number 3, Sip Mix. Number 4, Fizz Joy Pop. Number 5, Quirk Quench Delight. Maybe these aren't better. Number 6, Soda World Glee. No, it's horrible. Number 7, Pop Joy okay, these are all... Yeah, these all suck. Okay, anyways... Yeah. There needs to be a new name. I'm not going to spend any more time on this, but if I were, that's the way to go about doing it.
People. Yeah, we need a new name for the suicide drink.
Can't call it suicide anymore, dude. Mental health is way too important, bro.
Yeah, I'm leaving it up to you guys out there in the Patreon group. Come up with a new name. I want to hear your guys' thoughts. Yeah, but we used to fuck with people at the bar. We'd get, when some guy was being an asshole, we'd give him a bar mat shot. You ever had a bar mat shot?
No, what is that?
So, when you pour you have bar mats sitting like in the well where you're pouring all your drinks. Mm-hmm. And there's like those, silicone mats that have like the little spikies on them that, you set your drinks on. But you'd pour drinks over that and it would, you'd spill, things, extra drink would fall into the mat. And so the mat would get filled up by the end of the night full of like liquid. And you would take that. And you would take it and you would just pour it into a shot glass and then you would hand it to the guy to drink and that would be the fucking bar mat shot. And you would do it to people who were assholes or you would do it as like a challenge type of thing. You know what I mean? If you drink this, you get a free beer or whatever like that, just for fun. And yeah.
Ugh.
The God, bar mat shot.
Disgusting.
Yeah. It was disgusting.
It does remind me of a joke though. You want to hear a joke?
Yeah, of course.
So this dude walks into a bar, right? If you've heard this, just if you've heard me tell it before, just stop me.
Okay.
So dude walks into a bar. This is one of my favorite jokes. He walks into a bar and he sits down and he looks behind the bar and there's this giant vase sitting there. It's glass. It's like 3 feet tall and it's filled almost all the way to the top with $20 bills, right?
Yeah.
And he looks at that thing and he's like, what the fuck is that? And he orders a beer and asks the bartender. He's like, what is that? He goes, oh, yeah, man. He goes, we got these three challenges, right? And if you do these three challenges and you throw a 20 in there, you could win that $20, right?
Okay.
It was like, fuck that, man. He's like, that's going to be stupid. So he has another beer. Yeah, finally has that beer where he gets curious, right?
Yeah.
He's like, all right, man, tell me the three challenges. He goes, all right, man. He goes, first challenge, you see Big Mike sitting at the end of the bar. It's this fucking 300-pound, 6'5", tall dude, just fucking sipping a beer. He goes, you got to knock Mike out in one punch, right?
Yeah.
He goes, second thing, he goes, we've got this pit bull, and he's had the most rotted fucking loose tooth in his mouth for fucking ever, okay? He's out back. He's hungry. He's fucking rabid. Like, you got to go pull that tooth. Right. We can't even get him fucking to the vet. You got to go out there and pull that tooth. He's like, fuck. Okay. And he goes, the third thing he goes is my great aunt. She's 82. She lives upstairs. Right.
Yeah.
You got to go up there and show her the time of her fucking life. Right. She got to come down here and be like, you fucking can pound like a fucking a beast. Right. You got to fucking pleasure her. Right.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't want to do any of those things. So he has another beer and he's fucking just thinking about his shitty day. And he's just has another beer and he's finally has that beer where all of a sudden the false courage kicks in. And he's like, I can fucking do this. I can do this. Right. Fucking takes 20, slams it on the bar, walks down into the bar and clocks Mike so fucking hard. He falls off his fucking stool and he hits the ground, passed out. Right. Knocked out.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Turns the bartender. Points at me, says, hey, I'll be right back. Rolls out the back door, right? You hear the fucking worst, scariest noises. It's dogs screaming and barking and the guys yelling. And it's just like, you don't know what the fuck. Everybody in the bar has stopped drinking and they're just staring at this back door like, what the fuck is going on? Finally, homeboy kicks the fucking door in, right?
Yeah.
He's bloody, his shirt's fucking ripped. He looks like fucking death warmed over, looks at Barney, goes, hey, where's that old lady with the loose tooth?
That's awesome. That, oh man. Where's the lady with the loose tooth? Oh, that's fucking great.
I've heard other people tell that joke and it was an alligator.
No, the pit bull is great. The pit bull is great.
About, much better one.
It's much easier
to picture that.
More realistic. Yeah. That's so good. I saw your reel today about Die Hard.
I'm starting that reel I designed with the full intention to start full on chaos.
Bro, I fucking almost lost my mind. First off, I have a few things to go over with you.
Yeah, please.
A, because I know that's both of our favorite Christmas movies. We've talked about it numerous times over this podcast over the years.
Dude, I was watching it, and like fucking even at the final scene where he pulls a taped gun off his back, they're playing Christmas music.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. The whole thing throughout the whole movie. First off, already? It's not even fucking December, first off. I mean, I appreciate the eagerness. But, dude, there's 5 days left in November, and I'm not sure I'm okay with you watching it already.
Bro, let me just lay it out to you, okay? And, by the way, I hope you had a great Thanksgiving, but we're not going to talk about Thanksgiving.
Say, a lot of eggs, bro. That's all that matters.
Yeah, I got real jealous about that. Anyways, so like, at Thanksgiving, right, like, half the people had left, okay? It's my in-laws are sitting on the couch, really. That's just it. And I went downstairs and grabbed the Christmas tree and I brought it upstairs and threw it on the floor of the living room. Right.
Yeah.
And then so every time I would bring Thanksgiving shit downstairs, like chairs or tables, I would bring back up a load of Christmas shit with me. Right.
Yeah.
Cause I was like, look, Jackie had said, like, she's like, I want to get some Christmas decorations up like this weekend. Right. I was like, I'm not fucking around. Christmas starts when Thanksgiving is over now. And I was like, and if that is the case, last year, I did not make it through all the Die Hard movies just because I had waited too long. So I kicked it right off the get bat with Die Hard right out of the gate. I'm like, let's get going. And then that led me into watching the movie Blind Date. You ever seen that one with Bruce Willis?
Wait. Which one is that?
It's the one where he gets fixed. Dude, I just rewatched it. Okay. I spent $4 renting this thing.
Yeah.
It is fucking hilarious. It's Bruce Willis and Nicole Kidman and John Larroquette. Okay. And a bunch of other old actors. And Bruce Willis gets fixed up by his brother, Phil Hartman, with this girl and says, hey, if you take her out and you give her too much to drink, she's going to lose her fucking mind. Right.
Yeah.
And he was like, took it as a sexual way. Right.
Yeah.
So he gave her some drinks, and on this date, she ruined his life, essentially. Right.
Oh, okay. I don't think I've seen that one, which is surprising.
It's a great one. It was great. We watched it last night, and it is like, it is so, so fucking good, dude. And we were watching all these old movies, right? And I was, we were thinking about things like, and I know you got questions, and I don't mean to derail this.
It's okay. But like, it's okay.
Dude, but we were thinking about things like, do you remember, okay, when you were young, being on an airplane when they had a smoking section on the airplane?
I do. Yeah, I remember they had the little ashtrays
on the arm.
Yeah, right.
And like smoking in restaurants, right?
Oh, people
eat, like, dude. So
I used to laugh when my dad would go into a restaurant and he'd be like, can we get the non-smoking section? It's like, there's no non-smoking section in a restaurant that people are smoking in.
It just doesn't make sense. No, smoke doesn't magically stop in an invisible wall.
No.
And they didn't have like, anyways. So, but like the timing wise, this movie was made in the mid to late 80s, right?
Blind Date. I thought you were just having a stroke for a second.
I've been coughing and shit. I could stroke out. It was in the mid 80s. So people were like smoking in the restaurant. And like they had this scene where they're in a business meeting, right? With all the people at the company were talking.
Yeah.
And like the guy is talking about how women should be, right? And like it was so politically incorrect. And then like they do a quick little pan shot to the one woman who's in this room, and she's just rolling like, oh my fucking god.
Yeah.
I'm thinking to myself, like, this is basically right around the time where like being politically correct started, right?
Yeah.
You know, so like they were kind of like acknowledging it, but they weren't really like leaning into it at all, right?
It's so funny, man. We were so, and not that long ago, bro. We've talked about this. Like, movies, like, just not that long ago, you couldn't make these days. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, no, fucking, dude.
It's just not.
There will never be a remake of Blazing Saddles.
Oh, well, yeah, that's obvious. You can't use that one. But just crazy to think about, like, some of these movies. Anyways, back to Die Hard. That yes,
it seat, is a fu- yeah. That, so go ahead. Sorry.
No. First off, you were saying the guy's name in your reel. You called him by his real name. You called him by Andreas or whatever his name was.
Yeah, that's his movie name. Yeah. No, that's not his character name.
That's not his character name.
What is it?
That's his real name. That's his actual name. His character name is Tony Vareski.
Why would his name be? Look, no, it's not. You got that backwards. Because his brother's name is Carl. Tony is not a German name.
Bro, I Googled it just to make sure I was not wrong. Die Hard villain list.
I'd say Carl's brother, man. Did I fuck this up?
Yeah.
I do this a lot in my videos. Carl's brother, Die Hard. Tony Vareski. Oh.
His name is Carl Vareski. And his brother's name is Tony Vareski.
Well, Tony is a horrible fucking name for a German villain in a movie.
Okay. First off, I was trying to, that's what I was coming at. He has a weird name for a German villain. And I wrote down the rest of the names of the villains just because I was kind of.
I know there's Carl, and then there's Hans Gruber, and the rest I couldn't even tell you.
It's just strange. They have funny names. First off, his name is Tony, which you got wrong, but that was the other thing. And you talked about the saw, right? You said it was a table saw first, and then you quickly corrected yourself to say it was a miter saw.
No, I said it sounded like a table saw.
Okay. And then you said it was a miter saw. It actually, if you actually look at it closely, it's actually a radial arm saw is what it is. And So that's why I was gonna say it makes more sense if you think of it it's a radial arm saw, because those have a flip switch. That's not a trigger on those ones. So I feel like he triggered it on, and then he triggers it off and hides, and then it winds down. That's why he didn't have to be standing there. That's how he's able to sneak up on him. That's all I was saying. I figured it out. I was curious.
Wow! Thanks for correcting me.
If we're gonna get it right, anyways, we're gonna get it right.
It still sounded like a table saw. Bro.
I know, and I thought about it. It is weird though but then I was thinking maybe the radial arm saw. Maybe they use that to cut metal. I don't know.
I can't imagine, because like those when you do metal framing and like that thing, usually that framing is like at pre-cut lengths, and it's usually the height of the room, right?
I know. It was really weird too. I thought the same thing. I was like, why is there a saw like that in there? No, I wrote down the names though, because I was kind of curious. I thought it was funny.
I'm still right.
Heinrich. And okay. I'm going to give you the names. Yeah. And I want to know if you can tell me who they are first off and how they died.
Is Heinrich the detonator guy?
Heinrich's the detonator, so he dies up on the roof. Yep. Franco.
Franco. Maybe that's the guy who's on the table shooting at him, and he's like, "You run out of table."
Yes, that's Franco. Franco's the guy who said, "You run out of the table." That's the guy who gets killed underneath the table.
Can I get the rest of these? Feel like I'm off to a great start.
You're doing great, Fritz.
Is Fritz the guy who was helping with the detonator guy? The Asian guy?
No. That's not him.
So if it's not him, it's Fritz the guy who was like hanging out with Hans Gruber the whole time? Or was he the front desk guy?
Fritz was the front desk guy. Fritz was the guy sitting at the desk, the security guard.
Okay.
And so he gets killed. Actually, they don't really show how he gets killed. I don't think he's one of the guys that they kind of like just kind of forget about.
Maybe he got away.
Maybe. Theo.
Theo's the computer hacker.
Yes, Theo's the computer hacker.
You're going to need a miracle, Hans. Eddie's got to be the Asian guy.
Nope. Eddie's the other security guard that's in the hallway who gets killed. You remember how there's two guys. There's one at the desk, and then there's one at the hall in the hallway.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Wait, is he the guy who ate the candy bars while he was waiting for the cops to come in?
Yes, he's the candy bar guy.
I thought he was an Asian dude.
No. Oh, no. Okay. Oh, no. The Asian dude is the candy bar guy. You're right. No, this is the guy. And he has a name also. And he's been in everything, bro. He was in A-Team. He's been pretty much any, like, bad guy stunt thing that you could think of, that Asian guy was in. His name was Yuli.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, you wouldn't have got that. And then the last two that I could find were Alexander and James. And I don't know if you tell me where they died, but.
Oh, man. So.
They have smaller parts.
Were they in the glass where he shot the glass out scene?
No. That's Hans and Carl. So are the two there dudes, in the glass.
The detonator guy and the other guy died when they surprised John McClane
on the roof.
He was trying to warn the cop.
Right? Yeah.
Okay. There was the two dudes towards the end that were like the roof guys.
No, those are that's Heinrich and the other guy. The two guys that I'm talking about. No, like
when they're getting all the hostages up on the roof.
Yeah, those were Heinrich and the other guy. Those are those.
What's the name of the guy? What's the name of the guy who got shot in the head, like right at the very end before Hans? When Bruce Willis was like laughing and grabs the gun, he's only got the two bullets, and he fucking shoots the one guy in the forehead. And oh,
that's where the security guy is. That's one of the guys from the front. That's, I'm remembering now.
Right, yeah. That is that guy. He did.
Yeah. No, James and Alexander.
Wait. Is it the bazooka guy? And the buddy who had the bazooka guy? They got blown up when he fucking dropped the C4 on the floor?
Yes, you got it. They're the two who died in the C4 explosion in the elevator.
I think I did fairly well for this.
You did. You did really well, actually. I mean, I was, and as you should, it's your favorite fucking Christmas movie. I was hoping.
Yeah,
you
it is. Well. Yeah.
But yeah, the funny names, man. They're all German. Well, they weren't all German, obviously.
Yeah, but if you're sitting in your car right now and you're yelling at your fucking thing going, it's not a Christmas movie, then explain all the Christmas music and Christmas decorations.
It's definitely a Christmas music.
I mean, he fucking used Christmas duct tape to tape the gun to his back. And I don't care what Bruce Willis said later. He probably just gets tired of people asking him if it's a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
If you want people to keep talking about Die Hard as the main character, you say it's not a Christmas movie. That is the right move.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna wait until at least December to start it, to watch it. And number two is definitely a Christmas movie too. They're not all Christmas movies, but
one's a Fourth of July movie.
Yeah, the first two are definitely Christmas movies, and people who argue the second one isn't, they're crazy because it happens on Christmas Eve. He's out there at the airport, Christmas Eve.
And there's only so many, like, 4th of July movies. There's Die Hard. There's Independence Day.
I was just about to say, it's Independence Day. Yeah.
What other
Born on the 4th of July?
Yep.
And then technically, Flight of the Navigator happened. Do you remember that movie?
No.
Oh, my gosh, bro. Do you have Disney Plus?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Of course I have Disney Plus. I fucking watch every Star Wars thing that they have. You fucking talk. That's a stupid question.
It was a stupid question. Put Bubs down in front of the TV and put on The Flight of the Navigator. And you know, I don't know. It was a great movie when I was a kid. This kid basically takes over, gets him and his brother. Our 4th of July, his brother goes out into the woods, he goes to chase his brother. He ends up falling down in this ravine and then waking up. And then when he gets back home, his whole house is different. Parents aren't there. Turns out the kid, I don't want to give away any more of the story, but it's a great movie. It's got spaceships. It's got fucking good music. It's a good movie.
I'll check it out. You got to check out Blind Date, though.
Oh, no, I will. I love Bruce.
We love watching. We've gotten really into watching like 80s movies and early 90s movies just for the pure cringe.
Yeah.
Where's the mute button on this microphone? It's in the front or the back?
Front. He's dying over there.
Oh, dude, fucking Ellie gave me this goddamn cough, and I can't shake it. It's such a pain in the ass. Yeah, we love like those cringe moments where like they just say something that's just so politically incorrect.
Oh yeah,
you know, for modern standards, and it's like, you know,
it's amazing. It's amazing.
You know what movie I should watch is Romancing the Stone.
Oh, dude, one of my all time favorites.
Dude,
my mom, we watched that as a kid. I mean, I watched that as a kid. Like, you have those movies like where your parents were like, you're not allowed to watch it. They're rated R, right? And then there's those movies that were like your mom and dad's favorite movie, right? And they let you for some reason, those movies you were allowed to watch. You know what I mean?
You know what fucking movie my parents should never have let me watch when they did? Jaws.
Oh, yeah. That was a scary movie.
Dude, I watched Jaws, and I'm still skeptical, have real complicated feelings about the ocean. I do not like getting in the ocean.
Yeah, that was a scary
I constantly movie. Have these arguments about what animal you would rather fight in the wild, and sharks are, fuck that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Michael Douglas in Romancing the Stone is one of the best. He is so good in that movie. So fucking good. what was his name? James T. Or no, fucking God. Something with T in the middle. I can't think of the name right now. But I remember that scene where, what's the T stand for? Trustworthy. He's got that look on his face. You know Michael Douglas. He was all, he's kind of greasy and like, you know, kind of a slime ball kind of character at points. You know what I mean? He can play that character. And he had that smile on his face. Trustworthy.
Oh, dude, you remember, wait, hold on.
The second movie wasn't as good. The Jewel of the Nile. That wasn't nearly as good.
That wasn't. You remember, Big Trouble, Little China?
Fucking bro. Are you fucking kidding me?
That's the movie I got to get the kids to watch. Yes.
That's my jam. Fucking.
I got to get, you know what? That's the fucking movie I'm going to play for the kids tonight.
Oh, dude.
Big Trouble, Little China.
They will love that, dude. Pork Chop Express, baby. That was the name of my fantasy football team for years. And people were always like, what the fuck is Pork Chop Express? I'm like, dude, just watch one of the best movies that was ever made. David Lopan. Come on. Paul from fucking, 1116 Woodworks has a David Lopan fucking tattoo, if I remember correctly. Fucking,
that's baller, dude.
It is.
That dude. One dude who shows up who's definitely a Raiden ripoff.
Right? Dude, all those, those three guys, the three storms. Yeah, that guy was a total Raiden ripoff, dude. Like, was that? Well, first off, I'm curious, what came out first? That movie, that game came out before the movie, right?
Oh shit! I almost closed the whole everything, dude.
Oh my god, I would have freaked out.
Big Trouble, Little China, 1986.
Was that Mortal Kombat that we're talking about? Mortal Kombat?
Mortal Kombat.
92. Yep. One. So it came out before.
Oh, so the Mortal Kombat ripped that off from the movie from Big Trouble, Little China. That's even way more interesting.
No. You said the movie came out in 96, right?
86.
Oh, 86. Oh,
Mortal Kombat original release date.
Oh, they ripped that
1992.
off.
1992. Holy shit, dude.
That's crazy.
A fucking straight ripoff.
That 86, is so funny.
And then the game came out in 92. Fucking Mortal Kombat ripped off Big Trouble, Little China. That is fucking huge, bro. That could be my fucking video for.
That's a scoop.
That's another scooper, man. I can't believe we just uncovered that. Dude, this kind of fucking entertainment on a normal podcast, dude.
Especially not the Another Woodshop podcast. You're not getting that there.
No, you're just going to get mayo in bulk.
I was thinking we should come up with something that, like, you know how they do what's on the bench? We need to come up with our own, like,
what's in the fridge?
what's on your board? Yeah, no, that's dumb. What's on the...
Dude, we could talk about what's in your fridge. We could talk about what leftovers we eat.
Oh, did you eat leftovers yet?
I have. And I've gone with the traditional one. And then I went with a little scrappy one. But I have a plan for today's leftovers.
Yeah, I did a plate. I did my plate last night. I was so bummed, though. Debbie forgot the gravy. I was so disappointed. It was still good, but she forgot the gravy at GMA's, and I was like, anyways.
How far away is GMA?
20 minutes.
Dude, make that run, bro.
I ate it without it. It was still good. But what was your idea?
I'm going to put some butter in a waffle iron, and I'm going to waffle the mashed potatoes is my plan for today.
I keep seeing people. I should do that with the stuffing. I have a bunch of stuffing left over and mashed potatoes. I should try it, too. I've seen people make those. Yeah. Was it you? Oh, yeah. You sent me the cup. The little fucking.
The deep fried gravy shot glass.
Yes.
Dude, that's the kind of shit I've been telling you about. You need to turn that shit on the lathe.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that would be funny.
You know? And you could air fry it.
Yeah. Have you talked Jackie into the air fryer yet? Have you made the argument? The successful argument? No.
No, dude. And honestly, I still might want a Ninja Creamy over an air fryer. I'm 50-50 on that. I just love ice cream.
So. Yeah, me too. So do I. Fucking too much.
All right. So I've got to give you one Thanksgiving update. I know that my mom has messaged you.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, of course.
About my mom's pro move for Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah.
And it was fucking hilarious this year, okay? So she's leaving, and she's packing up the fucking food and stuff, and she fills a whole entire container with the food, right, which is great. And I looked at her, and I was like, so no parfait then, right? And she's like, she just looks at me. She's like, well, you know, I didn't see any cups. And I go, boom, reach right up. There's a Red Solo cup, right?
Yeah.
And I said, Mom, I'm like, here's how I would do it. I would start with the gravy, right? And then layer everything up from there. Mashed potatoes, turkey, whatever, right? And then when it's time to eat it, you take that cup and you slam it upside down, right? And it's like a tower of Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So she texted me when she got home. And she said, oh, man, I can't stop coughing. Hold on. All right. She said, Red Solo Cup Parfait is in the fridge. Layered gravy, turkey, cranberry, ham, cream spinach, mashed potato topper. Boom. She's like, great idea to start with the gravy. Thank you. I've not gotten a follow-up with her on the Thanksgiving parfait. But I have seen some interesting ideas for leftovers this year.
Yeah. That sounds amazing, though, that parfait. I like the idea of making it into towers. Just having little towers.
Dude, but like you know, everybody's like into meal prepping and shit. Like, this is perfect. It's like leftover prepping. So today my idea is that I'm going to chop up some turkey, right? I'm going to get the mashed potatoes, okay? And I'm going to waffle it, right?
Yes.
And then I'm going to put cranberry sauce on top of that with some gravy, right?
Yeah.
And that's going to be my lunch for today.
So you'll do you'll make the waffles, and then you'll cranberry gravy, turkey in the middle, and have the sandwich.
What I should do is I should make the waffle, cut it in half, and then put ham in it, and eat it like a sandwich.
Stuffed waffle, ham stuffed waffle.
Yep.
I don't think you're going to be able to do that. I don't think the
challenge accepted.
Okay. I worry about the waffle falling apart as you cut it.
I'm going to cook that shit for fucking 30 minutes in that waffle iron if I got it, bro.
Well, you better send us a picture of it if you do it, because I want to see
it. Oh, you know it, bro. Like, that's what the Patreon's for. If you ever guys ever want to see photographic evidence. Oh, also, fucking, I got all kinds of shit for my family on Thanksgiving, bro. Because I do the turkey and the ham, right?
Yeah.
And everybody was concerned that I was going to overcook the ham, right? Everybody, apparently. Because
are you famous for that, or I don't understand?
I'm famous for crushing it when it comes to cooking foods. I have a rock-solid cooking reputation amongst my family. I do not understand where the concern came from. But I did a little different this year. And it all tasted the same in the end, but I put the ham last year. I remember fighting for oven space, and this year I put the ham in the smoker, right?
Oh, okay.
For 30 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Which it like was perfect, and then I covered it with maple syrup, and then I ran it for another 10.
Yes.
Yes, exactly. Exactly, Ben. I do not fuck around with this stuff. Like, you don't get in my awesome shape for not being creative in the, with the food, man. It takes effort to look this awesome.
Man, so, did you by any chance?
I'm literally well-rounded. Taste the biscuit. Taste
the goodness of the biscuit. Did you taste the biscuit?
I didn't have any biscuits. Ooh. But I would. Taste the goodness of
the biscuit and the honey sauce.
This is the theme song for this podcast.
This is our new theme song. Yeah, man.
Is this the play it out music that we're gonna do? Like when the podcast is starting to wrap up, or you know, this is your hint to like, okay, bro, we're about an hour in. Like,
wrap it up.
I mean, I'm sure I've edited a podcast for less.
Well, right, as we're going out, I want to do a quick update. I'm not gonna get into it, but that lady who I thought ghosted us for the order, she hit us up.
Oh, nice.
And I think she's going to be, and she's crazy, bro. I'm going to need a CNC to basically keep up with what all this lady's orders, because she's got like so many little ideas for little things that she wants made. Like we thought she ghosted us, and she came back with like ideas for like 20 more items that she wants. So yeah. Anyways, just teach you guys. Be patient.
Is she going to be your like business manager? Like fucking just, you know, you're going to end up working for her?
Debbie was like, you're going to be our best customer. She said, I hope so. She said, I got a ton of ideas for you guys. And I was like, sweet. But I think I'm going to need to get a CNC to keep up with it, though. Like, anyways.
Taste the biscuit. Taste right. the goodness yeah. of the biscuit.
Get us out of here.
Yeah. All right. Thank you to our special biscuits, our patrons. Kyle Foote. Oh, if you want to become a patron, just disregard the benefits that you think you get. The real only benefit of being a Patreon is the Instagram group that we created. It's fucking hilarious. It's awesome. Everybody loves it. And otherwise, if you don't love it, we'll screw you then. Thank you to Kyle Foote for the footwork woodworks. To Matthew Girard from the Wooded Moustache, giving free rides every day. Lee O'Man from Regal Street. You didn't say O'Man, bro.
O'Man.
There you go. Big Mike Host for the Broken Lead Woodworks. Dave One Grit Work from the Rustic Joy Woodworks. My mom, Elise Gelman. Tim doesn't believe it, but he's a patron from Turk Works. Dave the Thriller Miller. His beard looks like a spiral cut ham. Billy Estes from the Simplewood Wood Co. Corey Stanley from Odyssey CNC. The unofficial lube of the podcast, Eric from Bumbleshoots. Alan from, what'd you cut the music off, bro? There you go. Alan. Wait, what did Alan get into you that you were cracking? Oh, he's blowtorch. Alan, the flamethrower from Ormworks. Fucking flamethrower, Alan.
Weed clearing with fucking fire. I love it.
Yeah. Wait. What's that? What's that bear that is smoking
the bear?
Yeah. Smoking the bear from Ormworks. The Collinwood Canoe Company. He's not building fucking canoes. Grant from Dad Crafted. Ryder from Ryder's Custom Creations. Jason Sullivan from JM Sullivan Toolworks. Woodworks. God, man, I fucked up his name so many times. Also proving to everybody that Canadian holidays suck. Kamani from Van Stray Designs. Fine, folks. Yeah, Canadian holidays suck. Everybody knows it too, man. I did wish Hugh from Human Made a happy Thursday. P.L. Smith, the fine folks from P.L. Smith, Luke, Priscilla, and Lily. By next week's podcast, there might be a fourth. Who knows? Otis from Pine and Lee Woodworks. He's got the energy of whatever the opposite is after you eat Thanksgiving. Like, never mind. Nip from Nick Grimm Woodworking. Judd from Nivens & Son, your apocalypse BFF, Justin from Campfire Woodworks, Tracy from Mac and Tracy Woodworks, and Ben from Weo Wood Designs.
Weo Wood Designs.
Weo Wood. He's probably not Hispanic, though. Not with a name like Ben.
So, that's so funny. No, he's from Jersey. He's from Jersey or something. Not that he couldn't be Hispanic and from Jersey.
That just means he's got bad opinions about sandwiches.
I just think he's from somewhere back east like that. I think that Jersey is right.
Every time I think of Jersey, I think I immediately assume they've got horrible taste in sandwiches.
What? Wait, Jersey Mike's? You don't like Jersey Mike's?
It's fine.
Oh, okay. Wow, hot take.
Yeah. So
Frankie told me this week to stop. Sounds like you're mocking me, Dad. He said that to me. Are your kids that online yet? I was like, that is way too much of an adult thing to say to me as an 8-year-old. Stop mocking me. I'm like, it's my job to mock you, first off.
Anyways. Yeah, right? So.
All right, get out of here. Let's get out of here.
All right. Taste the biscuits, people. Take it away, Tim. Wait, is that what we're doing? Taste the biscuits?
Yeah, go. I think you should do it the other way. Take it away, Tim. Taste the biscuits, everyone.
Take it away, Tim. Taste the biscuits. Taste the goodness of the biscuits. Yeah.
This has been a Conman Creative production. Text us anytime at 908-768-2664 or send us a message on our Instagram, The Jointery Podcast. You can find Ben at Condorosa Creations or Luke at Luke in the Garage. Everywhere that social media is sold. That's garage, not garage. Say it properly.